Welcome to Raw Mind Sports, where we dig into the minds of athletes and sports fanatics. I'm your host, Ryan Primetime Jones. If you have a love and passion for sports, then this is the show for you. Got my main man E, the Godfather Whitehead, back on the show. I brought back my main man Corey Clark, back on the show to bring his topics and debates to the show. And I got a special guest today, Chris Seamus. Chris, Syracuse. He's out of Syracuse, New York, and he's ready to he's ready to bring his latest topics. I've been kind of following Chris for a little bit to see, and I was very intrigued on the things and the stuff that he kind of debated about. So I knew I needed him on this show to debate these guys here to see what he has, what it takes, which I'm about to see if any one of them has what it takes for each other. So our episode today is the NBA free agency. We're going to discuss all the latest topics in the free agency and where we think that everybody's going to pretty much go, where everyone is going to go. So we'll debate and discuss those things. So the first debate is, what do you guys feel about, you know, Kawhi Leonard? I'll start first with the guest, Chris. Out of Syracuse, New York, people. He's up there with all the chilly weather, but he said it's not.
We up here in Syracuse. The Kawhi Leonard trade just got interesting because Lonzo Ball broke his knee.
Right.
I didn't know that.
I did. I saw that.
Lonzo Ball got a torn meniscus.
Torn meniscus.
Okay.
And they trying to say he'll be ready for training camp, as they say.
He said he should. Interesting as far as what LA's willing to give up to get Kawhi Leonard, because the Lakers is the only place that every place else that Kawhi goes, it's for just a year and then he's gone.
He's gone.
Right, right, right. And that's what I was thinking to myself, like, in my mind, like, if Lonzo Ball is not healthy, he's not an asset. So would the Spurs make that trade when nothing back? That right there may make him sick, or they may trade him elsewhere.
Well, I don't think they want Lonzo.
You don't think so?
I think they wanted Ingram and Kuzma.
Yeah.
So you think
that's a lot to give up.
That's what I'm about to say. Yeah, for Kawhi Leonard. A guy who, and I was looking at Stephen A. On ESPN First Take the other day. He was saying that he don't think Kawhi is a star market type of player, meaning that he doesn't think that he's good in big markets like LA, New York. I mean, Miami's kind of laid back, but he was just talking about those two individual markets. What do you think about that, Chris?
I think it's possible. We already saw what happened to his mentality in San Antonio. What they start getting on him in LA. He could never play in New York. We would tear him up. Crush all his hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
This manager, I don't know what he'd do. He'd be crazy in New York. He can't do it up here.
Philly and New York fan.
I got you. Do you think this is going to happen? Where do you think Kawhi's going to go?
He's going to go to the Lakers. They'll get a deal done. You know, but it'll probably include Kuzma. It'll include Brandon Ingram. Possibly Jason Hart in a first-round pick. Yeah. But they'll get the deal done. Yeah. Kawhi doesn't want to be there. And it's purely financial, because from what I'm understanding of everything I've read and talked to, it's a shoe-in. He can't get the shoe contract that he wants in a small market like San Antonio.
Right. Raw mind sports, people. Keep
That's
it
why
real.
His uncle right. is having him try to get his way out, because it's purely financial, but not it's contract financial. It's incentive and bonus financial as far as the shoe goes. He can't get it in San Antonio.
Very intriguing. I'm going to leave the Godfather for last on this. I'm going to go with Corey. How you feel? What you feel about
Kawhi?
Because, yeah, I know the Godfather got some interesting stuff to talk about.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing him going to L.A. I know Pop said he won't trade him in the West, but if I was the Lakers, I'd give up, Brandon Ingram. I'd keep Kuzma. I'd give up Brandon Ingram, Julius, whoever else left, but I try to keep Kuzma.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I mean? I know they can't trade Lonzo right now, but, you know, I try to keep Kuzma, but Brandon Ingram and everybody else on the roster for to get Kawhi and a couple draft picks, and as long as he re-up and go ahead on the sign-up, I'll keep him, because if they get Kawhi, then, you know, if they get Kawhi, they're going to land LeBron, but I don't know if Pop going to do that, but if I was the Lakers, I'd keep Kuzma and and try to get Kawhi somehow and keep Kuzma on the same hand. I let Brandon Ingram go because Kuzma already a better NBA player than Brandon Ingram already. And he's been there 1 year, and Ingram's been there 2 years. Ingram, he shows flashes, but he's a little inconsistent to me. But I mean, he might make 2 years down the road. He may you know, blossom. But for to get Kawhi Leonard right now and sign him for an extension, maybe, and you know he want to play there. And then if you sign him, you get LeBron and maybe somebody else. But yeah, if I was the Lakers, anybody but Kuzma.
I agree with that. What's your you vibe with everything you saying?
Yeah.
All right, your turn.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think Kuzma showed his ability. He showed his poise and tedious situations in the game. He's a scorer. You know, he's a total package.
NBA vibe.
Know, he's already ready to go. He's more packaged up, ready NBA wise than Brandon Ingram is.
Yeah.
However, I definitely agree with you. However. You know, a deal got to get done. It's inevitable, like Chris said. It's inevitable that he go there. He go to the Lakers. It's happening. But we all know the history between the Lakers and the San Antonio Spurs. They two teams that don't really like each other. So if a deal as inevitable as this is going to happen, you best believe the Spurs are going to make the Lakers overpay.
Right.
Overpay. They're going to purposely make them overpay. It's nowhere around it. A deal is gonna get packaged up. It's gonna definitely favor San Antonio a great deal. They're not gonna just give him away for nothing like that, man. You gotta know that.
The thing I was gonna say, like with that whole package in general, is like, even though they might make him overpay, the thing about Greg Popovich, even though I think Brad Stevens is the new Greg Popovich, Greg Popovich is there. I feel like if he get a mediocre player, he makes mediocre players look better than what they are.
Man,
he knows how to have their weaknesses. He didn't get Green's weaknesses.
I got like Hart. Playing for Popovich, I mean, he would blossom. He would tremendously grow in that system.
That's all I got to say. How you think the Pacers feel? They drafted Kawhi Leonard and traded him for George Hill. Head up!
Oh wow!
Draft night. Remember that on draft night.
Mistakes will get made.
Pop see a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, he does.
Out of San Diego State, he traded.
He definitely see a lot of diamonds in Los Angeles.
And can you imagine Indiana with Paul George? If they, Paul George and Kawhi would have stayed. Miami might not would have had but one championship instead of two.
With Roy Hilbert and David West already.
You know what I mean? Just throwing that out there.
In that term, you had David West,
George Hilbert, Kawhi Leonard, head up.
Yeah, and Paul George.
I personally think that Kawhi can handle that big market. I mean, he's one of those guys I feel like needs a big market to blossom, to allow him to blossom and let his game flourish under those lights. I think, because he's a baller, man. We know this. Look at his story. Wow, look at his hike. Look what he had to go through to get to where he is, trepidation. He's been through it, dude. Like, he's been there. I think he needs a market like Los Angeles to flourish and grow. Now, somewhere like Philly and New York, he'll get chewed up. Because there's no harder fans in New York and Philadelphia fans and Pittsburgh fans.
But to me,
it's a hard place to play.
I think Kawhi can handle New York. He's just not no diva. He just don't run his mouth. And, like Dwayne Wade, when they lost, Dwayne Wade said, he just don't say nothing. He don't talk. He just go out there and handle his business. He just go out there and do his work.
But that time when his head coach and when fans and particular people confronted him about things, about his some of his weeks, he didn't take the criticism well,
Long as he's
showing up now.
Balls.
So, at the end of the day, yo.
So y'all feel like
right or wrong though? Right or wrong, we don't want that in New York.
No, you don't.
So you right.
Eat divas in New York.
You don't want it.
We don't want Kawhi out here.
You want a dog out
here.
Hey,
you take Dennis
Cantor.
Y'all take Kawhi. I like Cantor. Cantor. hey, y'all got Cantor to be the dog, but y'all take Kawhi in. Maybe Cantor do the Draymond Green effect. Draymond made KD a monster. Maybe Ennis Cantor make Kawhi a monster.
Could be. Or he's going to end up making KP a monster depending on when he comes back from his injury.
Right.
This is on the doorstep.
Yeah. Christian Porzingis has always been one of my favorite players.
Even though
everybody's trying to say Phil Jackson was a great GM, but one thing I can say about Phil Jackson in that perspective, he was smart.
He got that one.
Yeah, he got that one.
What do you think about y'all draft pick this year? Knox, what do you think about him?
I like that pick.
You like? Do you like? Hey, Sexton was next.
I want to see Michael Porter Jr. I did not want to see that, and I didn't want to see us draft another guard. I know.
What about Sexton?
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander was out there.
No, what about Sexton?
Sexton went to pick before us.
Oh, no, it was right, before, he, okay, it was before y'all. Okay. I thought it was after y'all.
But I didn't want another guard. Okay. We've got Trey Burke. We've got Frank Ntilikina. We've got Emmanuel Mudiay.
Y'all still got Tim Hardaway Jr., don't you?
Somebody. The shooting guard.
Yeah, shooting guard. Never mind. You're right. I agree. So we all agree to this topic on the Kawhi Leonard fit. Y'all feel like he going to L.A.?
Absolutely. Going to L.A.
Hey, look. But the good news is about this is that I know it is no good news. This is the other news y'all probably ain't thinking about. I know LeVar Ball is happy. Reason why, even though I know he hated his son and got hurt, because he want to stay in that starlight. He want to stay in Hollywood. So, you know, nobody's not going to trade him for him, so he know his boy going to stay sit and stay put. Yeah. That's what he want. He want him in L.A. anyway. So this makes him happy, I guess.
He said I can't do a single podcast in my life without talking about LeVar. Man, I hate that dude.
And he said he never lost one-on-one.
Never.
But I love Lonzo. I'm a huge Lonzo Ball
fan. If they get if they get better players, I think Lonzo. Because Lonzo is a pass first point guard. He ain't a scoring point guard. You know, if they get some athletes out there, some free agents this summer, you will see an improvement in his game.
He's an elite defender and an elite passer.
He got long arms. He can extend himself defensively. He can really trap it. He can guard three positions easily.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Speaking of long, lengthy arms and long guys, let's talk about Paul George here. What do you guys think that Paul George, since he want to quote-unquote make an episode on ESPN trying to be the lower version of LeBron James for the Boys and Girls Club, what do you think Paul George is going to go? Chris, how you feel?
Now, I'm going to pass this one off this time. We're going to go over to E.
The Godfather. We're going to E.
I'm going to be brief. Trust me, Paul George. I don't know, man. I think he's waiting. I think his is a contingency thing where he's waiting for another domino to fall. I kind of think it's gonna be the Lakers go with LeBron and Kawhi, but it won't. Maybe it won't happen. A dark horse is Houston. So, I mean, as far as a dark horse team that he could actually slip up and land to. And that would be a formidable addition to their squad. And definitely would make them put them right there to beat Golden State. So, I kind of expect Lakers because that's his hometown. He would love to go play where he grew up at. But at the end of the day, don't count Houston out. To score one of these guys. Like, as a dark horse team that's laying back, not making a lot of noise, they could just kind of make the right offer at the right time. So that's all I got for that one. Trust me.
We'll go with you now.
Paul George, to me, Houston, I don't think they're going to be able to get him because they got to sign Capella back, Ariza, a free agent, one of the other bench players is a free agent.
Gordon.
Reeves is gonna be
Chris Paul. Chris Paul already been on record saying he want 5 years max. And they said the fourth year that max will be like $38-39 million. And you know he gonna get hurt like three times in the playoffs, you know,
he get hurt 4-5 times but in the year.
that would be a good fit, but they got too many pieces to bring back. But to me, I like to see him stay in OKC or either go to Philly. That's my two best destinations for him. I know I seen him mention Boston, but I don't see Boston because that would be a good fit, but it ain't enough basketballs in Boston.
But what you think his mind gonna be on? What you think
his position in Boston?
Huh?
Too many guys in Boston.
Yeah, it's too many in Boston. I like to see him saying OKC with Russ, or either go to Philly. That's my two best destinations for him. I know he want to go to the Lakers, but. The only way I'll go to the Lakers if LeBron will come. If him and LeBron are friends, if both of them go to the Lakers, that'll be good. But other than that, OKC can get him the most money, so the Lakers won't be about money. You know, OKC can give him the most money. And I'll go to the Lakers if LeBron.
I think OKC is probably the favorite right now. I feel like OKC is the favorite. LA is up there just because it's LA.
Yeah.
But my sleeper for him, because they have enough money to give him, great young talent, as he's gonna go Indiana.
Go back to Indiana. So you think that Paul George wants to go back to Indiana? The team he told that I'm not coming back. I'm going to LA. So don't even think about making your future around me.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a chance. Because when he was in Indiana, there was nobody really around him. Now they moved him, made great moves, and you put him next to Depot.
Right.
In that backcourt, Miles Turner, DeMontis Sabonis. These guys are talented.
They are.
He could do a lot of damage in Indiana right now.
They are.
I think them guys are talented. Depot and Depot stayed hurt when he was with OKC when Russell Westbrook MVP year. And you know, Sabonis, Sabonis' son, the young, I call him the young guy.
Arvydas Sabonis.
Yeah, Arvydas Sabonis' son. He's he's pretty talented. But me personally with OKC, I think the reason why they look so good because of the fact that I like Billy Donovan a lot as a college coach. I think that's what it is. You need an elite coach to coach Westbrook. Even though I love Westbrook a lot because he's one of my favorite players. Man, he is my favorite player, even though we'll get on that topic another time. But I feel like he needs an elite coach to listen to. I don't think he's just going to listen to anybody. You got to listen to somebody elite. I'm not saying that he's bad at what he does because he did kind of take the back seat at the beginning of the year with OKC when he had Carmelo and Paul George. But they ended up giving him the driver's seat. So he had to do what he had to do. I just think that he's good with young players. I think Billy Donovan needs, he's going to be like something that if LeBron doesn't go back to Cleveland, you know, with Cleveland name. Look, the coach Cleveland.
Teron Lue.
I'm sorry. I think that, I don't know, this is the thing that gets me with him is like, with Cleveland.
He's not a good coach.
With Cleveland, if LeBron leaves, would he just step down? Or do you think his pedigree of coaching or get better because he ain't got to have the pressure of coaching LeBron? So maybe that'll make him better, what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like Billy Donovan need young players. I think Tyronn Lue need young players. But the fact that when you in the LeBron era, or you in LeBron's team, let's be real here on Raw Mind Sports. LeBron called the shots. Because everybody wants LeBron because LeBron feels the seats in. He feels all the seats. So, you know, he going to make some decisions. Right now, we know for ourselves, Chris, that every owner is licking their chops if they can really pay him or if he's willing to take a pay cut. Every team in the NBA will want LeBron. Not just because of can he get to the finals. It's because of the revenue he brings in. He's not a bad person individually off the court. He doesn't give you a lot of problems. It's just, you know, the paparazzi is going to come around. I don't care if it's the Charlotte Hornets right now. LeBron playing for the Charlotte Hornets, our home team. He's going to bring that type of revenue. LeBron is playing. Win, lose, or draw, he brings so much to the team. So I think Billy Donovan, back to Billy Donovan on conversation I was saying, I feel like he's a young coach that needs better players. I ain't gonna lie, he did a great job the first year with KD and them guys there, but now you add Carmelo, Westbrook, Paul George. Paul George is a calm, quiet guy, but who's to say what Paul George actually says behind closed doors? We know Melo has his, you can see what he does it publicly, and you see what Westbrook does. So they coach that those type of attitudes, but they're already proven all-stars in the league. So it's different from college basketball. Like, college basketball is usually named by the coaches. The coaches can pretty much dictate whatever. You know, if they win it, if their legacy is good to where they're winning. But, you know, in the NBA, if you ain't winning, I don't care how good of a coach you is. It's really the player over the coach. Yeah. So if it comes down to the owner might get rid of you. We already see an instance, even though it never happened. Let's think about it. I'm going to take it to a football standard. Like, they got the Patriots. Tom Brady knew that his time was about to be in. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo was probably going to be the apparent heir. And, you know, he ended up getting a trade out. I don't think, honestly, good of a coach as Bill Belichick is. I don't think he want to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo. I think it was more of an own decision behind closed doors. They can tell me whatever they want to say. Because you know at the end of the day, as a businessman, as an owner, you know that if you got this young talent behind him, you know Tom Brady's on his last leg close to it. You just don't get rid of him. You don't get rid of a guy that's behind. This is like with Mike McCarthy with Brett Favre. Brett Favre was on his last leg. You know he was there. What happened? He brought in Aaron Rodgers. But see, the thing about the Green Bay Packers and the Patriots is a different organization. The Patriots, the Packers don't have an owner. They're owned by share owners. So share owners own the Packers. So it's really like the fan base that kind of picks and determines what happens or whatever compared to they don't have a normal organization type of business. So they only got a GM. So things kind of act like different. So when he left, they went with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl that next year with the team he had. But, you know, Robert Kraft seen the things, I guess out of respect to Tom Brady, done so much. I just really think, I'm not saying it happened, but I'm just saying I feel like in my mind that it possibly happened. So basically back to Billy Donovan, some people just just need to be in a spot, and you know, with him being the coach, I think he just need more younger players to kind of develop. He was just blessed with a good team, but they really got it off of talent, I think, to understand. But anywho, when you talk about Paul George, what you guys are basically saying, I think that'd be a great spot. But you were talking about Indiana, so let's go back to that.
I
had to throw a sleeper in there. I gotta throw a dark horse in there.
Everybody else can dark horse.
I got a dark horse too. Maybe if him and Kawhi don't get up in L.A., maybe he might go to San Antonio and get with Kawhi, they stay in San Antonio.
Oh, no,
I think
he'll
play well in San Antonio.
With a good coach. But all depends on how Pop stayed there, because it came out that he leaving in 2020.
Shit.
So if he leaving in 2020, you know, maybe nobody don't want to come down there. But that's a dark horse, though, ain't nobody talked about.
So you feel like Indiana, is he going back home? He going back to where his roots was at when he first got drafted?
I could see that, though. I never thought about that, though.
I feel like he's going to stay in OKC. I think OKC is the favorite. But if he doesn't go there, I think he shot at signing him.
Yeah, I could see
that. That's interesting.
I like to see him go
back. I know I was looking at his story, and he was talking about championships and stuff. But we'll see, because Paul Joe and me, I think he's just more of a, I don't see where LeBron going. But he ain't saying that yet. Kind of detailed. To my next topic, let's go to an old Kentucky player alum. Boogie Cousins.
Yes.
Why isn't Boogie Cousins getting the recognition and why he's a free agent? I'm gonna start with Corey first, cause Corey was kind of breathing. He kind of hit his heart earlier.
When I talked to my buddy earlier, that's what I didn't understand. Everybody naming all these free agents and talking about people going to LA. I ain't a Lakers fan, but every time the Lakers win a championship, they have a good, you know, center. And why not get Boogie out in LA with Paul George and Kawhi? Or Kawhi and LeBron, something like that. Or either Boogie going to the Wizards and hooking up with John Wall, two old Kentucky teammates. But I know he's coming off an injury. Like a couple months ago, he unfollowed the Pelicans. So
they traded on Gortat. They got rid of Gortat, so they don't have a center there. They end up bringing in Austin Rivers.
They brought in Austin Rivers, but they got rid of Gortat. They don't got no big man. So, I mean, if he don't go to the Lakers don't try to get him. They silly, but hey, the Wizards might try to snatch him up, but DeMarcus Cousins, maybe the top one or two centers in the league. I know he's coming off the injury. He may not get all that money that he want, but that's a commodity that you'll take on your team.
How you feel about it, E?
Well, I love Boogie. I love Boogie Cousins a lot. Wherever he goes, he's going to be successful. That's first of all. But, you know, we don't know. That's the thing. It's, to me, where these guys are going to land is so unpredictable right now.
Right.
What I do know is, once one domino falls, another will fall, and then another will fall. Alliances will form, and here we go again, right? Already knowing who's going to be in the finals for each conference way in October. So that's kind of my take on the NBA right now, the structure of the NBA. Guys, they wait and see. They play the waiting game. They want to see where this guy's going to go. We saw this back in 2009, literally almost 10 years ago. So these young guys, that's what they do. They sit back, they wait to see when the first domino is going to fall and the next. And then everybody falls into their place. And then who's going to make the finals is already determined because of the talent level. There's no parity. It's not a lot of parity in the NBA anymore.
They're really
isn't. Right.
You know, for that matter, we're going to pretty much know who's going to be who or whatever. If think about it, right? I'm going to be brief. If the Lakers actually, for some reason, gets Kawhi Leonard, LeBron, and Chris Boogie. Paul, or Boogie, or whoever, just like that, they are going to be at the top 10 percentile in the entire league.
Right.
Literally in a week, you know? And that's what separates these other teams from a team like Golden State, to me. Because 90% of their team, they cultivated within the organization.
They drafted
these guys. They brought these guys up in the system, and that's what the majority of their team is. The other teams that rival against them are patchwork teams, teams that are put together through free agency. They have decent cores that they drafted, but most of the team of the segmented parts put together to form this indestructible thing. Sound like Transformer, right? Or Voltron, or you know, that's what it is.
Right, because the guys get together in L.A., though, you can't automatically count out the Warriors, though, if KD signed back.
I would never count out the Warriors. That's, all this is to beat them. All
they're
of
trying
this.
To, yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
And
right.
At the end of the day, all of this is, every team is trying to construct the team to beat them, period. That's it.
Right.
That's it, so.
What's your own mind on it, Chris?
I'm well, good. Okay. Okay, we'll start with Boogie Cousins, and then I have something else.
Okay.
I think Boogie's probably going to stay with the Pelicans.
Makes
but
sense.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter because Boogie Cousins is a dumpster fire anyways.
I mean, it's true.
And, like, he's an issue everywhere he goes. He was an issue in Sacramento. Boogie Cousins almost single-handedly ruined Rondo's career.
Rondo
went to Sacramento as a great basketball player, a great leader.
Rondo
somehow in Sacramento lost his mind.
Rondo got kicked off Dallas team before he got to Sacramento. Come on now. You forgot about that. They kicked him off the team for the playoffs. He ain't get no money or nothing. They voted him off the team because he had issues with Rick Carlisle.
And they booked a ticket. They booked a ticket alone.
But then he came to Sacramento after that. So he had issues before he got to Sacramento now.
Okay. His issues in Dallas were behind-the-scenes issues. His issues in Sacramento were right there on national television.
He did the same thing. Wow. He did the same thing in Dallas. When Rick Carlisle told him to call timeout, he waved him off. He wouldn't call timeout. Rick Carlisle pulled him out of the game and didn't play him the whole second half. That was on national TV. Rondo was messed up when he left Boston, man. You know Rondo got a bad attitude, man. You can't put that on Boogie.
Rondo's got his feet under him now, and he's looking really good. And he's paired up with Drew Holiday for
and DeMarcus Cousins too, right?
Wait, but I think DeMarcus stays. Anthony Davis is good for DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
So if Rondo stays, I mean Rondo is still gonna be on that next year, right?
They're all gonna stay. That team's really talented.
But if Rondo made him bad in Sacramento, I mean, why would they keep him together in the Pelicans then?
Oh, because Anthony Davis is good for Boogie Cousins.
See. To go back, right? The flashback, the whole Chris Paul botch trade with the Lakers back in the day. That's the difference between Dwight Howard and Kobe not getting along. If you had a mediator in place like Chris Paul, knows what would have happened? No, that's the truth.
DeMarcus Cousins.
That's the truth.
Rondo.
You need certain players in place to mediate and to defuse things. Right. This is what I'm saying. If Chris,
how you don't like Ray Allen?
Huh?
How you beef with Ray Allen? Name somebody else in the league besides Rondo that beef with Ray Allen. How you beef with Jesus Shuttleworth? Come on now, Ray Allen. Who he ever about?
Because a mediator in that would have been big for Kobe and Dwight Howard. Yeah. That same thing's happening in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis is the willed calm one on that Pelicans team, keeping Rondo and Boogie in check.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can get a small forward, because Etwan Moore is just not that dude, that team could be really dangerous. Come on.
I think they need a shooter. They don't really have no shooters. No, nobody to spread the floor. If they can get somebody like I know J.J. Redick a free agent. I don't know if Philly gonna bring him back, but if they can get like a Redick, a good shooter. But I don't know if Boogie gonna sign back. I know about 2 months ago they said he gonna follow them on Twitter, and they say he was kind of mad about everybody saying they played better when he was hurt. They beat Portland in the playoffs. But I'd like to see him sign back though, and they sign a shooter. If he go back there and they can sign a shooter, because they don't really have no bench. And what's his name? He stepped up. The guy from they got in the trade. I like to see how they play together because they didn't really play but a couple games. The guy they got from the Bulls. Miritich,
right?
He played good in the playoffs, and if all doesn't stay healthy, and you know Anthony Davis, he's a little fragile. He'll miss 10 to 15 games every season somehow, some way. But if him, Boogie, Miritich, Holiday, and they can sign a J.J. Redick and a good shooter, I can see them making some noise in the West.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think all of Philly's shooters are free agents. I think Redick, Ilyasova, and Bellinelli are all free agents.
I'll try to get one of them. They need a 3-point shooter.
The only person they resigned was Covington last year. That's it.
That's the only one they resigned. Hey, was
Covington. Paul George did not go to
Covington is a great defender.
Yeah, he is. All right, my type, I'm going to put these two in together and conjoin them. How do you feel about DeAndre Jordan opting out and Carmelo Anthony opting in
to that contract. What else was Carmelo Anthony going to do?
Right.
He was not going to hit the open market and get that much money.
And that's my boy.
He's worth $6 million on the free agent market, bro.
God, hey, look, that's what I told.
Yeah, I know. I see.
And that's one of my favorite players.
That's when he came out. I was on him more than LeBron. But that $28 million, I said, if he hit the open market, that $28 million would be for about four or five years. It won't be for one.
Yeah,
but I don't blame him though.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
How you feeling about DeAndre Jordan?
I think the best.
Say it again.
I hear you. What'd you say?
I said
the best thing, in my opinion, for Carmelo is for Paul George to leave. Because Carmelo on that team is a number two option. If Roberson comes back from his injury and plays the two and just is that lockdown defender that he is.
Right. He's the second option.
Carmelo's better off as the number two option on that team than to try and take a back seat.
So that's what you think. So you feel like that's what the reason was with OKC that he couldn't play the role he needed to play? I mean, he had decent numbers in New York. Even though they couldn't win, but he had decent numbers. But I ain't gonna say decent.
Yeah, because James Dolan's a horrible owner.
You can't say that. You from New York. What do you think they'll say to you right now?
You're right.
Tell them to speak the truth. Tell them. I know, man. Him or Phil Jackson.
I don't trust no owner that kicks Charles Oakley out of New York. Yep. Ever. I don't care who the owner is. When you kick Charles Oakley out of your arena, you got problems with me.
That's right.
And look, and then the next home game show, and Larry Johnson and Latrell Sprewell trying to make it look good.
Alternate marketing. What you feel about DeAndre Jordan opting out? Where you feel he can go? I mean, I don't even know where he's going to go. I mean, he just opted out. I don't know where he's going to go.
I don't even know who wants him.
Right.
Knows how to throw a lob pass.
Right. The only person that did that was it. I mean, the only person I think he could go for cheap is Houston, because they'll throw the lob, because the lob will be open all the time. It'll be wide open, because Houston is a fat. Matter of fact,
but didn't they say
Golden State can do it, but Golden State don't need him, but I mean, he'll be open for a lob.
Didn't they say Dallas was interested in him?
Yeah, they did. Dallas did say they'll get him, but the thing is, are you expecting DeAndre to be a person to carry your team with young Dennis Smith Jr.? Because you know, at the end of the day, Dirk's still Dirk, but Dirk is aging. So I don't see Dirk leaving.
I mean, I don't know, because they had him. They had him signed until the Clippers.
Yeah, he did.
We did out a lot. Yeah, that's how they made him go, you know. So we'll see about him. It's two up in the air, man.
Maybe if you go to the Wizards, if you go to an East Coast team, the Wizards.
Yeah. Atlanta's a possibility. That's a team I can see him going to, you know.
What about the Wizards?
Because the Wizards, too.
But that draft that they. Trae Young and Kevin Huerter. That Kevin Huerter kid out of Maryland could be a star. We're sleeping on him. That kid's a...
Yeah.
That's two good young backcourt guys that can get him the ball. I think Atlanta would be a good spot.
Yeah, I won't agree. I won't disagree.
The topic for all free agency, I'm about to go to that now. The main topic. The main event. Where is LeBron James going to go? My opinion... LeBron is playing a chess game, waiting to see where everybody else gonna go. Then he gonna make his move. But who wants to go first? I'll let any one of you pick.
He's going to the Lakers, man. That's where you want to go.
Well, he started first.
Like, he said he goes to the Lakers. Bias.
I mean, it's kind of...
That's a Laker fan.
All the signs point to it, though. All the signs are pointing to it. All the media smoke is pointing to it.
Him, can't go by
him reaching out to people, asking them to come. You know, that stuff, when there's smoke, there's fire. That probably started in the media when they said that. So, he's so-called in a hut right now, in the middle of paradise, with his closest and his closest discussing this right now. So,
I'm going to ask this question, though, real quick. I'm going to ask this over all my sports. I had it's been on my chest. Because I know you're a diehard Lakers fan and you're a Kobe fan. How do you feel about LeBron going to your favorite team, and is your mind going to change? I understand. You probably ain't going to try to say that.
I respect
that.
LeBron.
But I know you always say
I love LeBron's game.
You're right. You always been like that. I wouldn't talk about you.
But the fact of the matter is, he's in a mogul stage of his career right now. Right. It's not about making money. It's not about the stats. It's about winning championships and building his brand and his marketing value even higher. That's what it's really about.
Right.
He's He's been through all of that. Now he's in the twilight of his career, honestly. He's about his brand. He's about securing his family's well-being, putting them in a position. Think about it. His kids playing ball at, you know, his kids are on the rise right now on the basketball level.
Right.
Imagine one of them, his kids playing at one of those powerhouse schools, you know, in Los Angeles right now in California.
Yeah, that was
It's just going to catapult their career. I mean, all the signs point to him going to Los Angeles. That's all I'm saying. It's not really a biased thing. It's just kind of like, yeah, that's where you can really, you know, capitalize, just not for you, but for your family. So, you know.
L.A., you know. I'm going to let you hold off, Cricket. Like, you ready to get into this conversation. I just feel it in. I'm going to let you hold back and get all the juices out. Hold it, hold it.
I ain't going to be by the middle of the two. I'm going to be real short and brief. LeBron ain't got to do nothing about no brand, no image, nothing like that. He already got that contract with Nike, this, that, and third. But I do see...
played in a market like Los Angeles before, ever.
Let me finish.
You know what I'm saying?
I do see him going to LA because of his movie company that he's getting into, the acting and all that. And then the rumors that his son was supposed to be playing with Scottie Pippen Jr. and Kenyon Martin Jr. out there in LA. You know, I can see him going to LA not by himself, long as somebody else come with him. But my honest opinion, where I would like to see him go, if him and Kawhi can stay in San Antonio, because he's always been the coach of his team. He never had a solid A1 coach.
The bridge, the Kawhi.
The Spurs. But I mean,
smoking in flames.
I know it's in flames.
Wish him happy birthday.
Him and LeBron talking, they ain't always got to go to LA. They can stay in the Spurs. They can stay there for 2 years until Pop retired.
I also saw my Bleacher Report there.
But he brought another crib in LA, and his son was rumored to go out there, but. Kawhi. Me being a Pistons fan, I don't want him to go to L.A., but Kawhi. I think that's why he probably do it.
What I was just looking at a few minutes ago, about an hour ago on Bleacher Report, they were saying that the relationship, it's just like a relationship with the Spurs and Kawhi Leonard. It's over with.
Yeah, yeah.
It's burnt. I don't know what happened,
him and Kawhi,
but it's done.
So you trying to tell me if LeBron, him and LeBron been talking, if LeBron tell Kawhi, let's stay in San Antonio
damage done.
And play for two
I,
more
I,
years.
I ain't gonna lie. I think he'll stay. But think about it. This is the thing.
No,
I'm talking about what he was saying. LeBron comes to San Antonio.
Damage is done.
If you go to the
damage between Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs is irreparable.
It always comes.
It's
be
not. No, it can't. Not this
LeBron
situation.
LeBron's gonna get LeBron.
Not
LeBron.
In this situation.
I'm saying if they get
nobody
LeBron,
can fix.
If LeBron go to, if
they
LeBron
already been talking.
I mean,
they're not
gonna
go to the Spurs. I'm talking about LeBron and Kawhi. They've been talking to each other.
Going,
I'm talking about them two.
You know, but he said, basically, what he is saying, he don't think they're going to the Spurs. He thinks they're going somewhere else. It don't matter wherever else is at, it ain't gonna be the Spurs. It could be in Miami, it could be Houston, it could be Dallas.
Pop,
it don't matter.
And Kawhi do not get along. Period.
He get along. He don't like the manager. He don't like Buford. Him and Greg Popovich got a relationship.
It's a rocky relationship.
Oh no, I'm gonna let y'all hold y'all thoughts for a second. Let me get Chris in. He been itchy. Let's give him a chance to speak his mind on.
Alright. The odds are he's going to LA, right? That's the best possible chance for him. But here's a possibility that nobody's really talking about. So Greg Popovich doesn't want to trade Kawhi in the Western Conference. But what if you get a sign and trade with LeBron? You move LeBron, Jordan Clarkson, and a first round for Kawhi Leonard and Patty Mills.
Patty, yeah.
Right?
So where are they going to? What's the destination?
Coach he's never had. Kawhi, who doesn't get to pick where he goes, unfortunately.
Right now he doesn't.
Is going to get sent to Cleveland.
That's not going to happen.
My only thing, that makes sense.
He ain't gonna sign no extension.
But my only thing is,
he's just saying right now,
LeBron is gonna want somebody else to be in the picture with the Spurs. He's gonna
they
want another, I mean, yeah, but at the end of the day, he's gonna want a little bit more, I think, in my opinion.
He just opted down his contract today on LeBron did. But finish what you were saying, Chris.
I'm gonna give you $1.5 million.
Give a chance for
sure. He could still sign, even though he opted out, he could still sign. And trade. And Popovich is going to retire in 2 or 3 years. He could win another chip with LeBron and then go out.
Yep. Right.
Me personally, I like to see him go to the Spurs and actually be coached and stop having to be the coach and the GM and just play ball.
I'd like to see that. Yeah.
Right.
My thing is, at this stage of LeBron's career, I would just like to see him on the block, playing off the ball, not being as ball dominant, just kind of, you know, playing on the block or coming off the block. Basically playing as a stretch four, reserving his career. All the greats did it. Jordan switched to small forward. He played a little bit off the ball more. He was ball dominant, but he perfected his jump shot and, you know, his post game.
Right.
Later in his career, he didn't rely so much on his athleticism. Kobe kind of did the same thing. Kareem, you want to talk about Kareem? He depended. He really needed that hook shot. You know, it was an indefensible mechanism. These things extended their career and allowed them to play even longer. I want to see LeBron take make that transition. You know, where he's not as ball dominant. He's coming off screens. He's set up on a lower block against regular size small forwards and smaller on power forwards, and just do his thing. Whereas someone's kind of facilitating his score, and opposed to him always facilitating the scoring. So that's kind of where I'm at with him.
So my thing is, since you said that, since you think he's going to L.A., and Chris thinks he's going to L.A., I'm assuming you think he's going to L.A., with Lonzo Ball playing the point guard.
He
played the ball, or he's going to
handle
the ball?
Now he won't have to. You know, and sometimes he would. And he would. In key situations, and when Lonzo's on the court, he can be ball dominant. I'm just not saying not at all, but him reserve to more of him take on a more reserved role on the court, where he's benefiting from someone who is ball dominant.
Especially if Paul George go there, he can have a shooter.
He wouldn't have to be ball dominant playing with a Paul George or playing with a Chris Paul or somebody like that. They would be able to spoon feed him the ball, coming off screens, handing the ball off in the lower post. Well, he's really defined his game over the last couple of years.
My thing with LeBron, I like LeBron. I respect his game. I ain't gonna say he's my favorite, but I respect it because he brings so much. But think about LeBron, and whenever he brings all stars right here, this is my mind on it. Say what you gotta say. Is that LeBron, when an all-star comes with him, his points, they go down.
And the all-star,
I mean, they might stand still. Like Rodney Hill.
The all-star that comes to him.
I mean,
right?
All-star, yeah. Whoever. Like, even yeah. For example, right. I'm gonna give you that. We know people don't believe in it. Right. Rodney Hill was averaging like 11, 12, 13. No,
he was averaging 18, 17 right. With Utah.
But he had to play a standstill position when LeBron has the ball. So when LeBron
Kevin
has the ball.
Stats went down.
Right. His stats went down. He was averaging a triple-double. Not averaging a triple-double, but he was a triple-double machine. It's different than average because Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double. Hey, right. That's what happened. So, you know, his points go down. So the question is, like you said, me and my man, rest in peace with soul, Dennis Deloach. The guy that used to help me out. I mean, me and he was talking, coach, I everything a lot together. He always tell me, LeBron will win so many championships that he played off the ball. Yep. He tell me this all the time. He said, but LeBron just won't play the ball. He said sometimes he thinks that LeBron, the teams he go to, they still running his same high school plays from St. Vincent St. Mary. So he said, because the fact that he's so dominant that everything I go this way, he's such a brand. But that's how I have my mind on it. But on to another topic right now, real quick. I want to go to the topic that's a favorite topic on every sports podcast, every debate, every situation, every sports situation we talk.